Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 5th of June. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels around the country, and also on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, it's the beginning of winter, and the winter series in all divisions will start to warm up at Flemington, with heats of the Winter Championship for the Open Class Milers, the Banjo Patterson for the Stayers, Leilani for the Mares, Mahogany Challenge for the three-year-old Stayers, and Silver Bowl for the three-year-old Milers. But it will be the heat of the next generation for the two-year-old sprinters that will attract the most attention, no doubt. And that's because of a famous mum with a perfect record.
This is why she's rated the best in the world. Have a good look at this. Black Caviar is going to be eased down to a canter. Scored by four to Hey List.
An invincible Caviar will make her debut for Black Caviar's trainer Peter Moody, who's hoping Nellie's fifth offspring will be the best one yet. And talking about champion mares, when you think of the Queensland Oaks, you probably think of this.
Here's the favourite, out beyond the centre of the track, coming with giant strides. Her name is Winks, and the Oaks is hers. She rode away, she won, and won brilliantly.
And that performance in 2015 was Winx's first Group 1 victory and her extraordinary winning streak. And her extraordinary trainer, Chris Waller, will saddle up six chances in this year's Oaks as he looks to continue his recent domination of this Queensland Classic, winning three of the last five editions. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall and welcome to RSN's Saturday Race Day.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
The Queensland Oaks up there at Eagle Farm in Brisbane is the feature race around the country. It's the only Group 1 of the day. We have the Winter Cup also at Rose Hill and a terrific winter's afternoon, I think, coming our way at Flemington at this afternoon. A big first word. We'll catch up with all the major players, a host of trainers to join us in at the first hour. Then it's the Melbourne Form Panel with the great Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and David Gately, along with Nick Quinn. And then a big interstate hour. David Gately and Lizzie Gels will preview the meeting at Rose Hill. Ed Kennett with his play of the day. Bart Sinclair looks at Eagle Farm. Nadia Horn, Morfordville. Pete Antonis at Belmont. Harry White at Bendigo. I'll have a look at Melton tonight. And George Ferrugia to take a look at the Meadows tonight. But we are racing back at headquarters at Flemington. And let's head out there now to catch up with Liam O'Keefe for a track update. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Gareth.
Unbelievable. The start of winter and we're racing on a good four.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a fairly dry week weather-wise, just 2.8 mils of rainfall and most of that in the last 48 hours. And we actually applied some irrigation last weekend. So, yeah, it kept us in a good four range and presents well for today.
And it'll stay at that range throughout the day?
There's a bit of a northerly today, 20 kilometre northerly. They've just increased that. So it might get to a good three, but I'd say it'll be certainly mid-program or later in the day. But yeah, there's some good juice in it this morning. We've got quite a decent frost and heavy dew out here, so that'll hold the moisture on fairly well early.
The best tip you probably could give the punters, make sure you download that VRC app if you haven't done it already, because then you can monitor the wind conditions. Because when it gets up around 20 k's, especially the northerly, you want to be on horses that might be getting a little bit of cover. Is that right, Liam?
Yeah, that's right. Jump on the app or download the app or jump on the website and jump on the wind tracker, because with a northerly today, you will see it is into the headwind around the home turn and then almost the tailwind in the home straight. So those horses with a little bit of cover and peeling out around the home turn may get the best of it.
So we've got the rail out 8 metres?
Yeah, 8 metres. We raced here at 5 metres 2 weeks ago and just naturally to cover the wear and tear, we've pushed it out a further 3 metres. We have a fairly busy winter schedule, so we move the rail in 3 metre increments and covers most wear and tear around the home turn. Down the straight on the inside 5 metres is a little bit of marking from the previous meeting, but given it's going to be a dry day, it shouldn't impact how the races run too much.
They were getting right to the outside last time down the straight. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, I think similar today, that middle to outside, I think they'll use. We've only got the two straight races today. So, yeah, a little bit later on in the card. So, naturally, they'll want to find a little bit of fresh ground. And with the barriers set up in the middle, I think they'll start in the middle and edge out wider as the day goes on.
And with these bigger fields around the circle, will they be getting out wide as well? Or we saw some winners go back to the inside when the rail was out five last time.
Yeah, I think naturally on a winter program, with a little bit of wear going into the meeting, they're gonna get their toe into it, especially early with the moisture on the ground. So I think later in the day with a bigger field, they might just edge off the fence, but it certainly should play well for this time of year, though.
All right, then. So just quickly with the northerly, so 20Ks at the moment. It was 10Ks yesterday. Do you think it'll stay around that 20K mark?
Yeah, because they've increased it recently, it's obviously going to be fairly accurate information, given it's just been up on this morning. So I think that will hang around most of the day. And as I said, because it's a northerly, it is fairly steady coming out of that 1400 shoot. So you might just see horses sit up a little bit coming around the home turn, then really sprinting home quickly with a win. So I'd say the times will be fairly slick down the straight today.
What's the whisper around Flemington at Trackwork, Liam? Have you got a winner for us?
Oh, I haven't got. They kept their cards pretty close to their chest here, but I'm going to go with Invincible Caviar. I think she looks the pick of the litter. So, that'd be a great story for racing. So I'll cheer her on today.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that update. Appreciate it, Liam. Have a good day.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Liam O'Keefe there with his Flemington update. They're racing at Eagle Farm. It's a Group 1 day. Queensland Oaks is the feature. Let's head to Brisbane to catch up with Greg Puckridge for an update at this track at Eagle Farm. Hello to you, Greg.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How's the week been?
Yeah, it's been beautiful. We've had some nice weather. On Thursday, we had 11.5 millimetres of rain come through, sort of late afternoon into the night. But it hasn't affected our preparations at all. We also put on 20 mils of irrigation early in the week. And then just last night, we put on 4 mils. We're just trying to keep that top part of the profile nice and soft and you know, so the horses can toe in and have a really good race day today. So it's spot on. We've moved the rail out to 2 metres the entire course as well, Gareth.
Okay, and the wind conditions there?
No, it was 22 and sunny today and, beautiful. You know, 10 kilometres from the south, so next to nothing. It should be a beautiful day in Brisbane. We've got a penetrometer of 5.23, which is fairly close to last week, so I expect the track to race very, very similar. We also went round with the going stick, and we had an index of 8, a penetration of 6.5, and a shear of 11.2. And the difference with those is the penetration just shows that the ground's nice and soft, and the shear has got the strength in the plant, you know, up about above 10 for the Eagle Farm's really good. So we're happy with the track and it should race really well.
All right then, so every horse should get their opportunity at the farm this afternoon.
Yeah, most definitely. It'd be a great day.
Good luck, Greg. Thanks for that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's Greg Puckridge joining us there and an update there at Eagle Farm on that Group 1 day. So Kira Ma, Lindsay Smith, John Sadler, Natalie Young, Scott Cameron, Cindy Alderson, and Archie Alexander, along with Sam Friedman, Philip Stokes, and Mike Moroney, will be joining us in this first hour, hopefully anyway, for the first word. And to kick off proceedings, it's the great John Sadler. Good morning to you, John. Thanks for your time, mate.
Nah, pleasure, Gareth.
You've only got the one in today at Flemington in race number 3, and it's Bee Hunter, who I thought was really good first up there at Sandown.
He was, yeah. I didn't know what to expect that day. We'd sort of had a few issues with the horse and we're just going there hoping he'd run well, which he did. So, you know, if he can bring that performance to Flemington today, he's going to be a very good chance. Although the favourite does look like it's going to be very hard to beat, Gareth.
Talking about those issues, are you confident that you're over them now, John?
I think so, yes. Yeah, no, I'm pleased with him. I'm pleased with him. They were only minor issues, yep. But they just interrupted his campaign a little bit. But, look, I think he gets there today pretty much spot on.
Yep, Tuesday morning he galloped.
He did, yeah. Yep. Just worked over 1,000 metres and pretty normal sort of work. And he was good, seemed himself. So, no, I'm pleased with him.
And he'll probably get back from that inside gate. Is that how you read it?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I mean, he stepped pretty well the other day. There doesn't look to be a lot of pace in the race today. Actually, the top that was the top weight and the bottom weight actually looked the speed in the race, and they're obviously out. So, if the horse steps well, I'd say he'd be ridden closer. But with everybody having speed maps these days, as you well know, Gareth, what looks it might be turns out to be completely the opposite.
What's your philosophies on the speed maps, John?
No, I think you've got to look at them. Yeah, yep. I really do. I think it's definitely a help. But I was just going to say, with someone like Dee Oliver on board, I'll just leave it completely to him.
Because you're an entertainer, John, if my memory recalls, was this the horse that you performed that prank on, the punters with Oliver, last year?
Regrettably.
Yes, it was fun.
it came back to bite me that
Ollie was stiff not to win a gold Logie for that, John, after that performance. And you were pretty good as well.
I'm trying hard to forget it, mate.
No, don't stop being you, John. Thanks for that, mate. We something each way anyway, B Hunter.
Yep, for sure, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, John.
See you, bud.
There's John at Sadler. Scott Cameron's got a couple then. He's got one strong chance and the other one's at 100-1. And we'll ask him about both. Hello to you, Scott. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Gareth.
Imperial Dawn, Fred Kersley, he's always confident. Is he confident that he can cause an upset in the second at Flemington?
Look, she's a mare that's always shown really good ability. Just she's had a lot go wrong in her life. She's had colic surgery, just always had niggling issues. We sort of don't know where we're at with her at the moment, but she's in good order at the moment, so we're just going to send her around and just get a guide on if she still wants to be a racehorse or we end up putting her in the Broomhead sale or something like that.
All right, then in race number 6 for the 3-year-olds, it's a beauty, but boy, I'm looking forward to seeing what Four Leaf Wright can do because he smashed the clock at Kilmore, he made his own luck and he was impressive. How's he trained on, Scott?
Yeah, look, he's come on in leaps and bounds. As I said a few times, he's never been a horse that's shown much on the track. But since his win at Kilmore, he's really improved. In his gallops, he's really turned into a racehorse now. There is a few little question marks going from a heavy 8 to a good 4 today at Flemington, but can't see any reason why not. He can't be as good on the hard ground.
I know you mentioned before that he probably didn't show you too much at home before that debut effort there at Kilmore, but I know that you're best mates with Damien Lane and he does a lot of your track work. Has he always had an opinion of him, telling you when working him?
Actually, he's never sat on him.
Oh, hasn't he? There you go.
Kept him off him. And
well, he was telling me he helps you train him. So yeah, you can't have the credit for this one then.
No. Fred's actually done all the work on this fella. So kept Fred on. He's quietly confident after galloping last Saturday that he's definitely come on since his win at Kilmore, and he looks like he should get a nice run on speed somewhere, and if he's good enough, he'll be right there in the finish.
Do you think he'll lead, or he doesn't have to lead?
He doesn't have to lead. Like just where he drew at Kilmore, they made him work, so he had to do a bit of work to cross, but if something wants to go silly, we'll just sit off him. If he lands there and gets a cosy lead, beautiful. But I don't think he's one-dimensional.
Are you confident that he can be in the top 3 or are you confident that he can actually win?
Actually, I am very confident. Actually, I probably didn't get much sleep last night.
Okay.
It is a big thing for a small stable like ours to have a live chance at Flemington. And I am very confident that he should run well.
All right, mate. I wish you the best of luck, so we should have something on him anyway.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Go and get there.
Thanks.
Good on you, Scotty.
Cheers, mate.
There's Scott Cameron there. Kieran Maher joins us now. Kieran, good morning.
Morning, Gareth.
How are you this morning, mate? Another busy morning. Where are you, actually? Are you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne?
I'm on the Gold Coast, actually. All right, then. It's a beautiful morning, and we have only got a smaller team than the other couple of states, but now they seem in good order.
All right, then we'll start off with Flemington. You have Grand Promenade, who was really good there the other day. He's a consistent galloper. He's at $1.55. Should he be at that quote in your eyes, Kieran?
Well, he's probably got the right form lines. He comes in with a really nice weight. And South Pacific will come out.
Okay.
He, um, he likes it a bit, likes a bit of give in the track, and you wouldn't think you're going to get that there today. So, yeah, I think Grand Promenade's trained on really nicely, and as I said, weight and form, he should be very hard to beat.
And he's a beauty as well. He gets out there and makes his own luck, Kieran.
Yeah, he does. He bowls along up there on speed. He's a strong stayer, and he's in good order.
Thought of that has had a lot of discussion about him throughout his career, and he goes around at Flemington on a good track first up. Over the 1,400 metres, how's he trained on after that little bit of a break?
I think he's come up really well. I think he's a great each way, actually. He likes to be fresh. He is hard to catch, but, yeah, he'll be held up and... he'll be safe for one run, and he has been a bit of a money muncher in the past, but I'd say at the $10 and a bit less the place, he'll be a good each way.
That's a good push there for thought of that. Do you think over the 1400, that's the best way to ride him? Then when he gets up in trip, he can make his own luck, or do you think this prep you might ride him with some cover?
Well, yeah, might just ride him with a bit of cover today anyway.
Yeah.
Plenty of time at Flemington. And, we'll just see. I think he's come up really well. We've just sort of, he had a nice spell and, he just seems to be in a good spot at the moment. So, There we go.
What's impressed you most about him? How do you think he's come back a little bit different?
Well, his feet seem to be in really good order, yeah. and he hasn't had trouble with them, but I just think they're in better and his action's freer, and he just seems to be in a good spot.
What did you make of Panda's post effort on debut there at Warrnambool? And, of course, this filly goes around in the two-year-old race.
We'll pull Panda out, actually.
Okay.
And just waiting. She was okay, but I just thought her blood was not quite where it should be.
All right, then Yulong January goes around for your stable in race number 5. He's a consistent galloper that's in great form at the moment. Can he win again?
I can't see why not. Obviously, Ruby Saki and Odeon are quality horses, and Yulong January sneaking up in the weight, and he probably likes a bit of cut in the ground as well, so... I think he'll be right there, but, he's probably, things are against him a little bit today, but he's certainly trained on nicely.
All right, then in the 3-year-old 1,400-metre race six on the card, Voluntour. Well, it's fair to say he was a little unlucky there at Caulfield last start.
Very unlucky. We were looking at the mile, but, 1,400 in right in his own age group. I reckon he's got a very good each way chance.
And what does Young D do from that gate out wide?
We'll probably just let him find his feet. I don't think we'll drive him forward from there. Just hopefully he gets in that 3-wide cover line and can blend into the race when sort of entering the straight.
All right, then race number 7, Namakawa goes around for your stable, and Dean Lester gave this horse a really good push yesterday on the Breakfast Club. He comes off a victory on the synthetic, Kieran. Your thoughts about his chances?
Yeah, I think the drier track will suit. Gets him with a good draw. Benny Allen's obviously riding in really good form, and I just think the horse is at the right time to step up. I think it's got a good chance, actually.
Yeah, and your theory on horses coming off a synthetic effort back onto the turf?
Well, synthetic's fairly well like a good track. Good track today. That's sort of what I align it to, and... as I've said, I sound like a bit of a broken record, but hopefully we should get a bit of value today because this horse is a decent each-way chance as well.
All right, then in the Big Easy and Montessira represent your stable in race 8, both each-way hopes?
Montessira will come out. She's okay. On the back-up, and we'll just wait for it. I think there's a stakes race. It was either next week or the week after. And the Big Easy, he's been knocking on the door. He's ever so consistent this prep. He's got one of these races in him for sure. He's always nice enough odds, and obviously got form down the straight. So I think he's got a pretty good chance as well. What looks to be a pretty even, tough race.
And Maserati Bay will represent your stable in the last. I think Turin is out.
Maserati's in really good order. Obviously, his last two have been, he's been hit the line really hard. Flemington and the trip will suit. And Turretin will most likely come out and wait for a little bit of juice in the track as well.
All right, mate. Then we go to Eagle Farm. You've got Charlize engaged there in race number 6 on the card. And Charlize is, she's a beauty, isn't she? She never runs a bad race, and she was good winning at Rose Hill the other day. I think it was David or yourself gave her a big push at $10. Your thoughts about her chances this afternoon?
I think she's got a great chance. The worrying thing is we're drawn out and there's a lack of speed in the race. That's what it looks to be on paper. She got back and had a beautiful run up along the fence last start and was able to get the win. And was stepping back to listed grade, but it looks a winnable race. But providing they just go a reasonable tempo, I think she should finish pretty hard. And the 1500's ideal for her.
All right, then. And at Bendigo, there's a race number 3 over the 1500 metres, and it's a fascinating race with a few European gallopers making their debut in this country, including Aqua Leon in race from your stable, which will be wearing the number 1 cloth. What can you tell us about that galloper there, Kieran?
Yeah, trained up nice. It'll benefit from the run, but it'll be thereabouts. It's hard to line up all that form, but it won't be far away, I don't think.
Yeah, you've got Ray now and also Will John stepping out there at Bendigo, a big team at Flemington. What's your best for the day, Kieran?
I like Rainer's shown a nice, lovely bit of ability, and it's nice enough odds. He's got a good draw. Harry Coffey in the saddle, I think he won't be far away. There's not much value, but Grand Promenade looks to be pretty well right to go.
You're a star, mate. Enjoy the Gold Coast. Thanks for your time, as always.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Kieran Maher joining us there. We might see what Patrick Payne has to say about Rubisaki's chances and whether he thinks that she might be able to bounce back at Flemington this afternoon.
She's such an honest horse, and she'll run through anything. Like when it comes up heavy and really soft, It helps her because sometimes it doesn't help the others. But she's very sound, and so she'll be okay in that respect. But she is probably advantaged when the tracks do come up soft.
All right, then. She's kept safe in the market as well there with the tab. So she is one of the big chances there in race number 5 there at Flemington. Hey, Lindsay Smith now joins us here on The First Word on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Lindsay. Thanks for your time.
You're right, Gareth.
How's Warrnambool this morning?
Yeah, sunshining.
Yep. Geez, I've always had some time for Larvina. When I saw her over in Perth when she stepped out to kick off her career, and she was impressive there the other day on her home track there at Warrnambool. So how's she trained on after that effort? Then she went to Flemington and wasn't disgraced. How's she trained on since those efforts there, Lindsay?
Yeah, no, she's good. She was trained a placement wrong the other day. Went a little bit too quick for her. She was always sort of just niggling a little bit to hold a spot. But she kept trying to find the line as good as she could. So we thought back out to the 1400, preferred it, she prefers it a bit wetter, but that's, she goes okay on top of the ground as well. So, she's in good order, and she'll run a very good race.
Is 1400 her best trip?
I think so. I think that was always going to be her best trip, and she got a little bit stronger. She's, they seem to be a little bit late maturers, them Hardy Shillers. They keep keep getting better and better with age, unlike me. But she's good, and she'll race well.
Have you been on her back this week, Lindsay?
Not by the... No, they won't let me get on her. She's too quiet. I only ride the rough one.
And she takes on Snickerdoodle Dandy, that you should know pretty well, of course, being a former WA galloper. Can you beat her in your eyes?
I would have thought in Western Australia that horse looked a bit better than me, to be honest. So that's why I was hoping for a bit of a wet track to have an advantage on it. But... that's what I would have thought. If I had to take one home, I think I'd take the other one.
You always say that Reykjavik's better when he doesn't have too much weight on his back. He's got 59 this afternoon. Is that too much, Lindsay?
Seems to be. He's earned his weight. He's won near on $1 million. He's done a wonderful job for a bread and butter horse. Where do we place him? We don't know. These races you can't claim. I think this may be his last run, and then send him back home. I would have sent him back home for the race in Perth, but there was no flights. But I think he'll go home and get ready for the Northerly and them sort of races, and then that'll be him, I'd say.
All right, then. With Lavina, of course, she'd be your best there, I would
imagine. Yeah, she should. Yeah, she'd be my best bet for the day.
Should we have something on Excellent Dream across there at Belmont?
He's drawn a bit wide. He's got excellent form. He'll go back. I'm going to ride him something different today. I'm going to go back while I've got the opportunity to do that from that wide gate. I've always pushed the button on him, and he seems to be getting a bit stronger too with age. So I want to see if I can step him out for 14 for that Hannon's handicap later in the year. So I'll ride him quite if possible and see what he can do that way. So I'd watch him today.
All right, Lindsay, thanks for your time as always. Enjoy Warrnambool.
Yeah, giddy up.
See. There's Lindsay Smith there. Natalie Young is with us now. In fact, we'll get hold of Natalie hopefully in just a moment. What time is it? It's 7:31, so we might take a quick break here on RSN Saturday Race Day. When we return, hopefully we catch up with Natalie Young, Cindy Alderson and Archie Alexander.
RSN's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
Yes, hopefully enjoying your Saturday morning. It's great to be with you, and it's time to catch up with Cindy Alderson here on the First Word. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Morning, Gareth.
You're very good staying. Three-year-old Rupert goes around in race number 7, and he deserves to win a race.
He certainly does that. He's been a very consistent, honest horse racing without a lot of luck. So hopefully today's his day.
And he's had a long preparation, Cindy, but he seems to be enjoying that.
Yeah, look, he's a pretty, apart from being a small horse and having bad luck in his races, he's pretty straightforward to train. He doesn't require a lot of work because he's lightly framed, and he's in a happy environment when his position in the stable is over in one of the biggest stables, and he can see out all over the property, so that keeps him nice and fresh. He seems to be enjoying his work.
Yeah, so is he in the same form that saw him run a really good second behind Horrifying here at Flemington last start?
Appears to be. His work certainly hasn't gone backwards. Doesn't have, like I said, he begins a little bit slowly, and that always puts him a tiny bit on the back foot, especially when you're drawing a wide gate, it can be hard. But, I mean, those are things that are out of my control, and they're in Craig's control and hopefully the rest of the field. So once he goes to start, there's nothing more I can do for him, and hopefully today he gets the right run in transit.
Yeah, but you're happy with him and he's ready to go.
That's right.
That's all we need to know. Cindy, thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Cindy Alderson there catching up, talking about Ruba, who does look tough to beat on the card there at Flemington. And, of course, he'll be going around in race number 7. Chief Altony is a very good horse. He won nicely there at Ballarat the other day. Alexandra Ray prepares this galloper. Let's hear from the trainer.
It's definitely a good question because, you know, the question being, would he have been as dominant on top of the ground the other day at Ballarat? Well, I'm not sure. I mean, he's reared off some pretty slick times on top of the ground, you know, last preparation. I think the bottom line is he's just a pretty good horse and, you know, he deals with most conditions as good as any.
So, Chief Elton, you can get around $2.10 for that galloper, and he does look tough to beat in that third race there at Flemington. Time to catch up with Sam Friedman on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. In Victoria, are you at the moment?
No, I'm in Queensland with our team of horses, so
yeah, probably doing it a little bit easier than most of you down there.
Yeah, how are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's 15 degrees. It's going to get to a top of 20 and it's sunny all day. So, doing it pretty easy.
Gentia represents your table and stable in race number four. She's a two-year-old filly by the champion, Frankel. What are you expecting from her on debut there down the straight?
Expecting her to run really well. She's a filly with a lot of talent. She's probably going to be best once she gets out to a mile. Her mother was a champion, won three or four group ones. And she's obviously by Superstar Stallion. So she's got the pedigree there, but she's definitely got the ability to match. So expected to run well. The 1100, is probably the only query whether they'll just be a little bit sharp for her, but I'd expect her to be finishing hard and give us a good guide as to where we're going to fit in the spring.
What do you think of her jump out?
The jump outs have been really good. She's she was up and going as a two-year-old. We had her earmarked to actually look to head towards a blue diamond. And, she was trialling up very nicely. We tipped her out. She just went a little bit shin sore and probably the best thing that's happened to her. She's really grown and strengthened. And anyone seeing her in the yard, she's a striking filly. So, I think whatever she's going to be doing this prep, she'll improve on in the spring. But she's definitely one we've got high hopes for.
So you think, I know this is a little while away, but maybe that the ability that she showed you back at home, she could be a 1,000 guineas horse in the spring over the 1,600?
Yeah, that's probably the exact race we'd like to think we could look to head towards with her. They've got to go and do it on the track and they've got to keep improving. But, on what we've seen and what we think she can improve on, she certainly would be a filly I'd be putting in the black book for the spring heading towards 1,000 guineas.
Looking forward to seeing her today, and she's worth an each-way ticket. She can definitely win with the ability that she showed you, Sam.
Yeah, I think she's definitely worth each way. As I said, there might be a couple of fillies there that are a bit more screwed down and a bit sharper. But hopefully she's just finishing off really strongly.
All right, down the straight today for Yearlong Command. You've got the blinkers on him. He's a horse that when you watch him, it doesn't look like in the early part anyway he would need the blinkers. The reason behind that?
Yeah, it's funny, he can't run much faster sectionals than he does run, and we don't expect him to do that today. But he sort of can have a little bit of a look around late. And he loses a little bit of concentration. He's always been the same at home. He's got a spooky horse out on the track. So we just thought it might just help him concentrate for that last 50 or 100, but we won't be taking any different tactics to what we've taken on him in the past, and he'll be let to roll and just keep running. So he worked in them Tuesday morning. Everyone was really happy with the way he's gone in them, so I think it was he's at the right stage of his career to give it a go.
Yeah, he seems to be drawn nicely down the straight this afternoon. Do you think he'll enjoy the straight?
Yeah, well, he's been down the straight once before as a two-year-old colt, and he was gelded a couple of starts later, so he didn't really get a good guide on whether he did handle it or not. I think he probably should cope with it pretty well. He's got a very high cruising speed, so if he can get them all off the bit, as I said before, he's going to win his race between the 800 and the 400, and he's just got to get them out of his comfort zone.
All right, then at Eagle Farm, all the pressure is on you with a groundswell, and he represents your stable, and some of my form students, spies there in Queensland, say this does look a nice race for groundswell because he should be out in front dictating terms and getting his own way from the front end with Nashua Board, and that's probably his perfect scenario. Would you agree there, Sam?
Yeah, it is. It's a perfect race for him. He was disappointing last time out. He was a month between runs, which works really well with him, but we've always given him a trial in between, and we missed a trial with him, so probably just got away from us a little bit, put on a little bit of condition when he got to Queensland, and that run probably has just tightened him up, and we've poured the work into him since. We elected to take a sit on him as well the other day, which probably wasn't the go either, so there was a few factors, and he pulled up at the stumps. Not that I'd use that as a real genuine excuse as a trainer, but there's a few little excuses for him. This time around, he's fitter. We'll just be letting him roll to the front, and hopefully Nash again can just sort of steal it rounding the home turn and he can hold on.
Is he your best for the day?
Yeah, I think he is. He's I expect him to bounce right back to form.
And the text messages, two text messages that have come through this morning, Sam, and they want me to ask you about Pig and Munt, the horse that you own with your mates. He's got that cult following now. We haven't seen him for a while, I don't think.
No, you have. You probably saw him fall out of your TV screen the other day, I'd say.
Okay, I missed him.
he was disappointing the other day. He was caught in the worst ground, so going to probably shift him onto the synthetic. That's when you're really clutching at straws sometimes. So hopefully we can get some improvement next time out.
Well, enjoy the sun up there in Queensland, Sam. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth.
There's Sam Freeman. There, well, the most talked about horse there at Flemington this afternoon is Invincible Caviar, the daughter of Black Caviar, making her debut for Peter Moody.
She's at a stage where now I can confidently say she's not no good. What ability or where she lies in the food chain will be guided by how she improves off the back of that trial firstly and then off a few gallops and hopefully we can look to go to the races in a couple of weeks' time, all being well.
Physically, how do you compare her to Mum?
She's the first one of the five foals that sort of has Mum's physique about her. She's a big, strong, dark brown filly, nice loping action. That stands her in good stead. She's the same colour, so that's a start.
Do you know straight away whether they've got ability or not, especially when it comes to this family?
It's the first one I've sort of trained out of Mum, you know. So, like I said, I'm confidently telling you that she's not no good. Like, she's a metropolitan class filly. Is she going to be a black top filly? She needs to improve more. But Mum was at the same stage. I'm not even dreaming that she's Mum, but she's done everything right. She's won a trial in good order on top of the ground. So let's hope we can find a nice two-year-old fillies race for her in a couple of weeks' time on top of the ground.
So that's Peter Moody, and he's found that race today on top of the ground, down the straight on debut there at Flemington for Invincible Caviar. Brian Higgins takes the ride. He's been riding her in the jump-outs as well, and he's just warming the saddle for Luke Nolan. And our thoughts with Luke, he lost his mother during the week, and he's also trying to overcome some injuries, so we wish him well. And Invincible Caviar's at $5.50. The best back filly in this race, however, has been Sione for Patrick Payne. She was unlucky on debut. They bet $8. She's now into $3.80. Let's hear what Patrick had to say about her chances.
Exactly. The last 50 metres was fantastic. It was strange. She's normally first out in her jump out, but for some reason, maybe more race day pressure or more commotion at the start, but she jumped slow and no fault of the rider, just got in an awkward spot. But as I said, the last 50 metres was fantastic, and after launch was fantastic. But as you said, when you look at her in the mountain yard, just don't be put off. She's quite skinny on the light side. That's just her makeup, and she'll be like that for the rest of her life, I'd say.
All right, then we'll start with Patrick, because he will be sending around Mark Colt in the three-year-old staying event, race number 7. And he was pretty good there the other day at Flemington. He's at $5.50. Let's hear what Patrick has to say about his chances.
I expect he'll run well. I think he's going to end up a nice horse. Whether he's quite there with these other three-year-olds, I'm not sure he's quite good enough at this stage. So he'll need all the favours. We took him to claim last time. He was lovely, weighted with 51 kilos. It's known claim races. So tomorrow, so it'll make it a bit harder. But I would think he's like a first four, first five chance.
And Patrick also has all of Brighton going around in race number 8 now. He's into $6 with the scratching of Muntasira this morning. He won nicely back to the 1,100 down the straight there the other day. And let's hear Patrick about all of Brighton's chances in race 8.
Yeah, he goes up a little bit in weight and takes on stronger opposition, I think. But if there is quite a handy horse, so we'll have to wait and see. But I think he's got a good record, Flemington, 1,100 metres. So I think up the straight and it's a perfect layout for him. There's no reason why he won't run really well again.
Yeah, that's a good push for all of Brighton. I guess the only concern after listening to Liam O'Keefe this morning to kick off the first word is that they probably will be getting to the outside fence once again down the straight, and all of Brighton has drawn barrier number 1. It's 7:45, you're with Gareth Hall. This is the first word. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back hopefully with Philip Stokes. Natalie Young, Archie Alexander will also join us along with Mike Moroney.
SEN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Hopefully you're enjoying your morning here on this Saturday morning. It's time to catch up with Philip Stokes, who will play a major part around the country once again. Good morning to you, Philip. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, not a problem.
first of all, there in Adelaide, do you have a standout? You've got some nice chances that are in the market there.
Probably Highly Discreet.
Yep. Just quickly about Octane, where do you think he is at the moment?
It was good to see him find a bit of form last start. We're hoping he's starting to come into it now, so his best is definitely good enough, but we've got to see it again.
All right, then. We'll talk about a few of your runners there at Flemington, and we'll start with All Too Hoi Ying. Where do you think he is at the moment? He goes around in race five over the 1,400.
Going terrible.
Yep.
He's a rising seven-year-old stallion. If he doesn't perform today, he will be retired. So back him at your laurels.
Yeah. Have you played around with him this week to try and play, get inside of his mind? What do you do with a horse like that?
We've had him over the jumps. Just tried a few different things. We're just trying to stimulate him, but he's been a pleasure to have around the horse, and he's just starting to work out. He's just not concentrating on what he's meant to be doing. So Jamie Mott goes on, strong rider. Look, his best is good enough to be running the place, but, you know, good luck.
I love this filly that you'll be sending around in race number six there for the Rosemont team in Way to Go, Paula. She didn't have the best of luck the other day in the Guineas. How is she trained on?
Yeah, really good. Very happy with her. Back to 1,400. Good barrier. Jamie Carr on. She'll get the right run, and she's definitely a chance.
Yeah. She's probably... Do you think that she might have a good race in her down the track?
I think so. She was probably unlucky not to win the Ninchki Stakes in Adelaide. Like, she didn't draw a barrier that day and came from last. So, she's definitely capable. I really like her.
Yeah. Is she your best chance around the country today?
Oh, it's a hard race, but she's definitely a chance, yeah.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time as always, Philip.
Not a problem. Thank you.
There we go. There's Philip Stokes joining us there. So Way to Go, Paula, in race number six. Does look tough to beat. Highly Discreet in that eighth race there at Adelaide. Also one of his best on the card. Mike Moroney now joins us here on RSN's Race Day on this Saturday. Good morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, yeah.
Have you escaped up to Queensland as well?
No, that wouldn't let me back.
Did you try and get up there?
Oh, look, I would like to be up there, but I'm going to have to do 14 days quarantine, so I'm not going to be up in time to do anything anyway. So I'd like to go up there. Tiffany will be having a decent gallop on Tuesday. And that we've got three horses here, so it'll be nice if we've got back there, but just with the timing and for 14 days, it's just become impossible, really.
All right, then, let's have a chat about your runners there at Flemington, and we'll start off in race number five. Harlech goes around over the 1,400 metres for the open class middle distance gallopers. Can he turn it around second up?
Yeah, hopefully he can. I thought his first up run was good. He wasn't that far off some nice sprinters, and that's not really his right trip, so... He's come off a pretty long break. Whether he needs one more run, sort of a question mark. But he looks nice. He looks nice and ready. So we'll see how we go.
Got a bit of time for the three-year-old Michigan who goes around in race number six. He's won his last couple. Can he do it again in tougher company at headquarters?
Yeah, I think he can. He's a really nice horse. Just the barrier draws. We're just having a run with barrier draws at the moment. And he probably needed one, and so it's going to make it difficult. I mean, he starts from one from the outer, so it's going to make it a bit more difficult. But he's a pretty smart horse, so you know, it'll be interesting where he messes up against the slot.
Is he a horse that you can push the button, or he needs to push the button at the start to be in a forward spot?
Look, he can, but he can fire himself up a bit too.
Yeah.
More so on the track. He hasn't done a race day. He surprised us race day that he's been a bit more relaxed. But he can do it on the track, so we're very... wary of sort of doing it to him race day, set him alight, but so it's a bit of a tricky gate, but we'll just see what happens around him, and he usually flies the gate, so if he does, we'll probably sneak forward and try and get in somewhere.
He competes on his home track for the first time. Do you think he'll enjoy that?
I think so, yeah. Look, he's a nice big horse. He's a nice combination of both Stallion and Britain Tycoon, but there's a fair bit of high chaparral about him as well.
Yeah, and I think Nerve Not Verve got a start in that last race.
Yeah, she did, and the first time she's going to line up fit this time too, so she's just been a bit of trouble getting the fit. We swim around work, and the pool was closed for 10 days, so we sort of didn't help much, but we're back with the pool open again, and she's done enough work now, so she should line up fit. Just a bit of a tricky barrier draw for her as well.
That's interesting. I know that some complexes, when there's no pull, there's a lot of trainers that rely on the pull. How have you been able to, is that difficult for yourself, Mike, and a few of the other trainers to work out how else that you can work your horses? Because some really enjoy that.
Yeah, look, she's one that swims and works, so, and that's how we get her out of bed. She has, we find a little, a lot of the mares, especially ones that have a little bit of muscle ends on trouble, but we do that with them, and it certainly does help them and helps their fitness levels. And we just look at some stage they've got, every couple of years they've got to close this one down and do renovations that just happen to be during that period. So, it's back open now, and she seems to, you know, we've been able to fit the work into it now.
So should we put her in our quaddy just in case at 81?
I wouldn't leave her out.
All right,
leave her out, because she will, as I said, it's the first time we've really had a fit this time around.
Now, Yatton's at 100-1 at Eagle Farm there in the Queensland Oaks. How do you think she'll go?
Well, if you went on a work, she should be 20-1.
Yep.
But you went on a race day performance, so I can see why she's at what she is. She's been disappointing. But we're just hoping to bring a track, firmer track. We'll be just go her way, because she certainly has worked very well. She'll get the trip. It's just a matter of whether she's good enough.
All right, then. And Tefane, of course, she's been a wonderful mare for your stable. She'll be getting ready for the Stradbroke. She's at $8 at the moment in that market. How is she going up there?
Yeah, she goes terrific there.
Yep.
No, she's as good as we've ever had her, I think. I thought the last run was probably, except for an all-age stakes win, was probably as good as she's ever gone.
All right, then. If I gave you $10, what would you do with it today, Mike?
I'd be putting it five each way on Michigan.
All right, then, race six, number five. Is that Wayne Hawks in the background there?
No, it's not. No, he's not here. He's up in Queensland.
Oh, how good's that been for you guys then in the hut?
Yeah, well, look, we're really missing him, actually. He's, you know, his wise tales.
Yes.
Here in the mornings and that. So, yep. Yeah.
And he tells me he shouts breakfast all the time as well.
Oh, he does. He's very kind like that.
All right, then. Maybe because
He's trained more Group 1 winners than us this year, so that's his job there.
And it's true that Mrs. Moroney gets a little bit frustrated with him sometimes because he feeds you too much.
I think Wayne's up there for a little bit of a break of that as well. I think yearly sales and that, but with what's happened with what's going on, well, I suppose he really. Yeah. Get off up there anyway.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck and thanks for your time as always. I don't know what happened there, if it was a UFO that went across our building in Carlton, Victoria, but we're okay. Just some news coming out of Brisbane. Unfortunately for Chris Calthorpe, his star Philly Media Award was examined by the vets this morning and she did not pass that test. So she is lame, according to the vets, in the near four. So she has been scratched from the Queensland Oaks. The favourite for the Queensland Oaks is Bargett. Let's hear from her trainer, Mark Newnham.
Look, she should be able to take up a good spot there. It doesn't look a race where they'll go a very strong gallop, so she's better off taking advantage of that gate. And then if they do go on a bit, well, then she can come back a length or two. You just get some better options drawing good gates. I'm sure the bigger track and the extra 200 are going to be to her liking.
Mm.
Her best two career runs were at Randwick in the Oaks and the Adrian Knox, so big tracks. She even won a maiden at Newcastle, so I'd say coming from Doomben, going up in trip onto a bigger surface, certainly points to a better result, hopefully.
Yeah, she's been well back, Bargain, too, to take out the Queensland Oaks this afternoon. Natalie Young joins us now here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Nat.
Morning.
Mr. Tipler goes around in the third at Flemington. Luke Curry takes the ride. Your expectations there?
Look, I would have liked a little bit more give out of the track. But look, he's actually come through that race last start pretty well. He was only beaten a couple of lengths and he was a bit sort of tight for room late. So I think he should bounce back today and run quite a nice race. Can't really fault him going into it.
Commands the field. She was impressive on debut, showing a wonderful turn of foot. Can she continue on with that type of form in a pretty good race, that fillies race there for the two-year-olds in race four?
Yeah, she was very good, I thought, at Cranbourne. You know, it was only a small field, but she sat in behind them. She relaxed nicely. She got the gap on the corner and then really let down nicely with her ears pricked. Sort of you know, just under a good hold. So it's always a little bit of a question mark when you first get them up the straight at Flemington. You know, she may get that little bit lost, but we just thought it'd be a good option for her going forward into the spring to just have a run up there anyway. It's come up a pretty strong field, obviously, but, yeah, she's just come in leaps and bounds with that run under her belt. She worked up super through the week. I think Daniel Moore came in and galloped her and, yeah, just said she couldn't really falter at all. So she'll get her chance today. The only thing, the question mark, is just, you know, going up the straight. She might be looking for that little bit of a bend, but she'll take great improvement out of it anyway. But she's going really well.
Is Crimson Ace, is she ready to win? She goes around in the ninth race there at Flemington.
Yeah, she's come back from Adelaide really well, actually. Look, she's fine, got a little bit of black type running second in that listed race. And she generally likes a little bit more cut out of the track, but she's got that nice light weight today, which would be a good advantage to her. We sort of have her out the back track all the time, and, yeah, she just loves it out there. So her work was good on Tuesday as well. So, yeah, I think, you know, with a nice light weight, I think she can bounce back. If they do upgrade the track, we may scratch on course. We'll just see. But stays a good four, it'll be all right. But she is a filly that really needs that little bit of cut in it. But, yeah, she's going well.
And Inverloch goes around in the Winter Cup after winning the Wagga Cup last start.
Yeah, a good form around that, actually. With the second and third horse coming out and winning. So, and nice space between runs, too. So we just thought it'd be a nice option. You know, we've sort of got the Ipswich Cup in the back of the mind next start. So he gets in with a bit of weight, obviously 60 kilos. But look, he's got Tommy Berry on there, and there doesn't seem to be too much speed. So if he gets a nice soft lead again and then gets him a little bit under the pump at the 800 out, he should be kicking off nicely. Yeah, he's a big, strong horse, so he can carry that weight. But, yeah, no, I've been pretty happy with him. He's travelled up really well. He's just gone up to Buren Baker's, obviously, with the COVID restrictions. So, yeah, he could be a nice each-way chance today.
Your best, Nat?
I think I like Commands of Field. I think I've just always thought quite a lot of this filly going forward, and I think she's hopefully, I don't want to put a taboo on it, but hopefully she'll be a nice sort of headliner spring filly.
All right, then. Thanks for your time, Nat. Good luck.
No worries.
There's Natalie Young there. They're racing at Flemington on a good four. The rail's out 8 metres. Scratching's at this meeting this afternoon at Flemington. Race one, scratch three, South Pacific, and four, Norway. Race two, scratch the seven, Faithful Diamond. Race three, the one, Sky Punch. 15, Prince of Alina, and 16, Raise 'em Up are out. Race four, put a line through the eight, Panda's Post. Race 5, scratch 10, Vinland, 11, Viral. Race 6, the 2, Summer Rocker, the 7, Standoff, 9, Sweet 16, 11, Bengal Bandit, 13, The Deck, and the 14, Yulong Impact are out. Race 7, scratch the Emergencies, the 17, 18, 19, and 20. Race 8, scratch 1, Muntasira, the 8, Archie Peter Beach, and the 15, The Waterman. And in race 9, you can scratch the 5, Approach Discreet. The 11, 14 and 18 are also out. News time with Johnny Bowden, and then it's the Melbourne Form panel on this Saturday.